With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some major private New York City hospitals, Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and New York Presbyterian, have been hit by a nurses' strike.
The union says about 15,000 nurses are participating in the strike. The strike is hitting during a severe flu season and could potentially force hospitals to transfer patients, cancel procedures, or divert ambulances. It could also put a strain on city hospitals not involved in the contract dispute, as patients avoid the medical centers hit by the strike. Among the nurses' demands are manageable workloads and more workplace security. Hospitals say the union's demands are too costly. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Death to America, death to Israel, the same old chants from pro-government protesters sent onto the streets of Iran to counter anti-government demonstrators who continue their protests. Activists say more than 540 anti-government demonstrators have been killed so far. President Trump says Iran's government better not make good on its threat to target U.S. interests abroad.
We're looking at it very seriously. The military is looking at it. And we're looking at some very strong options. We'll make a determination. Well, if they do that, we'll consider things targets they would believe. If they do that, we will hit them at levels that they've never been hit before.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell contends the central bank's independence is at stake following the Justice Department's threat of a criminal indictment.
This is about whether the Fed will be able to continue to set interest rates based on evidence and economic conditions, or whether instead monetary policy will be directed by political pressure or intimidation.
Subpoenas and the threat of indictment stem from Powell's Senate testimony last summer regarding a Fed renovation project that's underway. Stock futures sharply lower on Wall Street. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing in Pennsylvania.
Planned Parenthood is closing three of its four facilities in the state for lack of personnel, specifically too few nurses. The nation's largest abortion business describes the closings as temporary, but admits that it has no timeline for when the three clinics might be reopened. Local pro-lifers are praying that they never are. The Planned Parenthood clinic in Johnstown will be the only one in Pennsylvania still operating for the foreseeable future. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Venezuelans who fled the Maduro regime for America are Christians, and they're celebrating his removal in their churches. In Doral, Florida, Pastor Frank Lopez of the Jesus Worship Center began a recent sermon by congratulating the Venezuelan people and thanking God for President Trump. Lopez said, "It's time that the glory and freedom that Christ brought for you and me on the cross could be manifested in Venezuela." This is SRN News. Hamas says it will dissolve its government in Gaza once a Palestinian leadership committee takes over as part of the U.S. brokered peace plan.
The timeline for the change is unclear. A board of peace led by President Trump is set to oversee the committee, but the board's members remain unannounced. Meanwhile, violence continues in Gaza. Hospitals there claim Israeli gunfire killed three Palestinians on Sunday. But Israeli forces maintain their actions are in response to ceasefire violations.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is visiting China this week, looking to mend relations with the world's second largest economy. This is the first visit by a Canadian leader in 8 years. Carney aims to double non-U.S. exports over the coming decade, this to reduce Canada's reliance on America. More details at SRNNews.com.